Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Amanda's got a beef. I mean, here it's her husband's busy season right now. He's a tax guy, an accountant, and he's busy enough as it is. Then you got the friends to add into the equation also.
That's so rude.
Uncool.
Hey, Amanda.
Crappy.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I haven't done my taxes yet. Do you think your husband could do it for me for free?
Yeah, you think he can hook us up?
You must be hearing that so much right now.
Yeah, it seems like friends always come out of the woodwork once April 15th gets close.
Is that really what you want to get to here? Is this more of a message that, and venting than it is looking for advice?
No, what we want to try to find is like a nice way to say like, hey, you know, if you know, we'll give you a rate at a discount, or, you know, maybe we could, like you guys were saying, trade something, but this isn't something we could just do, you know, for free.
Well, and you say it's you and your husband, so he feels the same way about his friends?
Oh, yeah. It's mostly his friends.
Because I see no problem with him saying, you know what, I can offer you a discounted rate. I mean, I see no problem with that.
Now, is this a time issue for you, or is this a money issue for you?
It's more time.
Because he,
you know, they work like 10, 12 hours a day, and then he comes home, and he usually has like 5 emails waiting for him, just questions and... You know, people are calling, hey, can you do this? What do I do with this? And it takes up a lot of time.
Look, this has to be a common problem in the accounting world right here. So if we have accountants listening right now, or the wives of accountants or husbands of accountants, how have you handled this in the past? I'm sure this is your season right here, where at this point, if you've been doing it for a long time, you probably have a stock answer.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't know it yet. Like, how long has your husband been doing this?
Only a year. This is like his first real busy season.
Seasoned accountants definitely could give you some advice.
Yeah. So you're really looking for just the sentence you can say where you don't lose your friends and you're not opposed to your husband helping them out. But if he's going to spend the time doing it, you got to get paid.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see what we can get here.
Or you could get stuff traded too.
Like what? Like if his friend, like we were talking earlier, like if his friend is a landscaper, maybe he can take care of all the gardens in your yard and mow your grass for the summer. If you know, maybe he's a painter or a contractor. You got stuff to get done around the house or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we even have pampered chef guy take us out to dinner as like a, you know, thing for...
No, not for taxes.
Because
that's another obligation of your time. Because guess what? You're going to dinner with them.
Right.
It should be, if it's going to be a trade for dinner, it should be equal amount in a gift certificate for you and your husband to go to dinner.
Right.
404-741-Q100. Nick, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. What's up?
Yeah, I would just basically be up front and say, hey, you know, I don't come to your work and ask for you to do free services for me. Why would you do it to me?
Are you an accountant?
I think that sounds confrontational, though, man.
Are you an accountant?
No, I'm not an accountant, but I do have a job that people ask me to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing. You know, I'm nice about it. It's like, hey, I don't come to your work, you know, and ask for, like, if you're a waitress or a cook or whatever and ask for free food. You know, you expect me to pay because you got to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to get paid. I can give you a discount, but, you know, the free thing, that's wrong.
Yeah, that is kind of rude.
Like, it is.
Hey, Amanda, when we're talking about his friends approaching him, are we talking about, like, his tight group of friends, or are we talking about, like, periphery friends?
I guess it's kind of a mix. Like, he does, I mean, some of our family members, and that's not
ooh.
What
ooh,
I guess
think about
it
family.
Is. But,
oh, that changes things.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Just a variety of friends.
Close family or like cousins that you only hear of?
Close family.
I wonder if you could just make it like, hey, we just have decided that we don't do these services for friends and family.
Policy. Like, it's universal policy,
yeah,
not just you.
It's kind of policy because if something goes wrong, we don't want it to affect our relationship or something like that.
That's a good idea to mention to the friends.
Just say it.
Yeah.
Across the board, we don't work with friends.
Some kind of policy. So where you take like the person out of it, they can't take it personally if this is the same thing you're saying to everybody.
Especially if with something as significant as accounting and taxes. It's easier to get away with than like landscaper.
Morning, Q100.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
I had a I think she needs to attack it from two angles, or her husband does. Number one, for his friends who are emailing and asking questions, he should set up an auto-reply on his computer that says, happy tax season. For help and assistance with your taxes, please make an appointment and leave a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And then for his friends who ambush him in person, he should just hand them a business card and tell them to make an appointment.
But if you're a friend, that seems so.
But see,
who makes the appointments though? If he's working for himself and nobody's setting appointments, that's kind of weird.
I think she's onto something with the auto reply on the email, especially if it's a personal email account. He could have an auto reply that says, "Happy tax season. I may not have a chance to get back to you until." Long
I won't
after.
Have a chance to get back to you.
Right, or I can't get back to you until after the 15th.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jim. You are on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My wife is a CPA, and all of my friends try to hit her up to do their taxes this time of year, and she just drops the ethics card. If they're not a client of her firm, she gets four freebies, you know, a season that she's allowed to do for, like, friends and families. But other than that, if she gets caught preparing anybody else's stuff, and the firm's not getting their cut of it, then she could lose her license and her position and stuff like that.
All right. For legal reasons, she can't do it. Okay.
Amanda, is your husband part of a firm, or is he independent?
He's part of a firm, but I don't think they have any regulations.
Well, the friends
like
don't have to know that.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
They have regulations now.
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. The point is for him to say that.
Jim, run that by her one more time.
She just tells him, and it's the truth in her case. The firm allows her four freebies for friends and family or anybody she wants, but other than that, you know, she works for them, and if she's doing taxes off the books and they're not getting their cut of it, then, you know, that's like stealing from them.
I love it.
Yeah,
so,
okay. That's a really good idea.
Okay.
Oh, why lie?
Well, it could be policy. Make sure he looks into his firm's policies.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if you ask the firm, they would prefer for him to charge them.
That's some good stuff here. Good morning, Jack. You're part of the Bert Show.
Yeah, this is Jack.
Yes.
Hey, I say that before the tax season even starts, go ahead and send a mass email describing prices on helping anyone. A buddy of mine does that, and it completely kept me away from ever asking for help.
Yeah,
well, that's good for next year.
At this point, it's probably too late for this year, but for next year, that's good. Well, there's some stuff for you there, Amanda.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, I think the auto reply, like Jen said, is perfect. And then, and the whole firm thing. Like, you know what? That's taken away from time from the firm. I can't do it.
Next year, sending out his price list in about March, you know, March 1st.
Mm-hmm. Is that working for you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
all right.
There you go.
Good luck.
All right, and that's good advice for any new accountants or wives or husbands of new accountants. Use that, man. A little lie never hurt, especially around taxis.
The Bert Show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.